good afternoon as we welcome you back to Drake Stadium in Des Moines. State track continues day number two, and this state track update is brought to you by Remsburg Service, Community Insurance of Audubon, Puck Custom Enterprises, and Manning Insurance. Here's the latest update we have for you in the boys' 1A discus. Joseph Zeiger of Audubon, he was in flight two and he threw ninth. He did qualify for the finals with his best throw. It came on his second attempt of 144.6, 144 feet, 6 inches. That was his second throw. His first throw was just over 134, and his third throw was just over 144, but just shy of his 144.6, 144 and 4 inches was his third throw. So his last two were within 2 inches. That's consistency from Joseph Zeiger, and he is in the finals. His first throw was 140 feet, 10 inches. That's the last I have heard. So Jeff Honnold is down watching the discus at the moment. He will likely grab a video interview with him as soon as that is done, and I'll bring you his final results when I get them. But again, Joseph Zeiger of Audubon is in the finals for the boys' 1A discus. That event is going on right now. Coming up a little bit after 1:20 or so, maybe a little before, we were behind schedule earlier this morning, and now we're either right on schedule or maybe even a few minutes ahead. Girls 1A, 4x400 prelims, that will begin, and IKM Manning will be in heat one for that event. Finals are Saturday, 3:55 tomorrow afternoon. And for that IKM Manning group, it's Kaya Rasmussen, Peyton Spohr, Alexa Arnholtz, and Gabby Cadwell. That's coming up around 1:20. And then we'll get into the boys' high jump for 2A. Colton Barr of South Central Calhoun and Miles Ruhpiper of Kemper. That gets underway close to 2 o'clock. I'm Nick Brings with another state track update. You can find the results, the schedule, more video interviews at 1380kcim.com.